The most searched Halloween costume, according to Google, right now in 2019, number one, it being Pennywise.
Well, yeah, that's a good one.
I don't think it is. Yeah. Everybody's going to be Pennywise. It's so unoriginal.
Here's the thing, though. Every single one of them is scary.
I don't know. Like, legit.
You know, like, you see certain costumes and you're like, oh, that's supposed to be scary. Oh, look, it's Alien again. Nope, not scary. Oh, look, you're the Terminator. You're not even remotely scary. Pennywise?
It's like you're stuck in 1997.
Terrifying. I'm telling you. 1997 is the number one movie this year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Terminator. Who's still dressing like the Terminator?
Well.
Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. I'm looking over this list, and so my family, we love Halloween. We have a big Halloween party. We all get dressed up. We go all out. It's our kind of our thing.
Right.
Here's the problem. When Hayden was born, my 10-year-old, she had three different costumes on Halloween.
Okay.
She was Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
She was an angel.
Okay.
And then we dressed her up as Jim Morrison, too.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah, we just covered the gamut.
You know? See all three of those, right?
Yep. And now,
where do you go from there?
Right.
Well, that's the problem, is once you have the second kid, you stop caring, and you don't do the things that you did for your first kid.
You're
and I'm
tired.
Like, it's 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away, and I don't even have an idea of a family costume or a special costume for baby Dakota.
So you need something that ties you all together, obviously. So you got to have at least four members. You've got the dog now, too, so you can go five members if you wanted to.
The dog has to be part of it.
Okay, so five members there in the family, and you got to make sure that you do this, because if not, Hayden's going to say, the second kid was born, you no longer love me.
Well, it's not. It's more of Dakota looking back one day, but like, my first Halloween, you didn't do anything that you did for Hayden.
Right.
So
because we worry about the judgment of our children when they look back upon their first Halloween.
Right. You know you do that. You look at your brothers and your sisters, and you're like, what he got, what she got versus what you got.
Right, right, right. So clearly, my parents loved them more than me.
I was looking, and I'm like, all right, let me see what these most popular costumes are. Number one, like I said, was it. Number two is actually also the most searched costume in Connecticut and New York.
Okay.
And it's witch. Like, how?
Boo.
Come on.
It's witch? Right there with hobo.
It's 1937.
Oh. Right. There's no thought going into that one. You're going to be a hobo, says your mom and dad when they forgot to buy you something. Speaking of not loving children.
Oh, you know, it's like you get the dollar.
Here's a cigar, kid.
Yeah.
What? 8 years old. Take the lighter. It'll look more realistic. What is going on here?
Number three, Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Number four, dinosaur. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, well, listen, I love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Right? And the dinosaur is one of those timeless ones. So in my opinion, that one still works because, again, it's timeless. It's like being a stick figure or something like that. It's the same, you know, it's like a timeless idea.
Right.
Is there anything sadder than the superhero whose movie release was actually 2 years ago? Like, right. I was thinking about that.
Right.
Like if you're going to go out, like, as the Avengers, like, your time is come and gone.
Exactly. Right. It's like
Game
over.
Of Thrones, I mean, as cool as it, the kids look as dragons or whatever, like it's over.
The number one.
Season's over now. It's over.
The number one most searched couple costume is Lilo and Stitch. And I'm like, what? Like, why?
That's 1,000 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like those are on surplus.
I asked on Facebook for ideas for our family costume.
What'd you get?
Caroline wrote The Incredibles. But again, like you were just saying, that's 2 years
out. Yesterday, man.
Yeah.
It's yesterday. I'm sorry.
Jessica wrote Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm Jack. My husband Paul is the giant and the girls are the beans. That's too much explaining when people come over and I'm not really sure how to execute it.
The kids thing. Are beans.
It's got to be something. Yeah. Unless you can Velcro the kids right to Paul, then it becomes more challenging to get Hayden to you know, actually hold on to his leg at this point now that she's 10.
It seems difficult.
Right, right.
Rosie wrote, which is my favorite, is the Golden Girls, so we could all be a different Golden Girl. But every party has a pooper and Paul refused to be Dorothy.
That's sad.
I mean, he's got to be Dorothy.
Right.
He would be a pretty good Dorothy, actually. He would also be a great beanstalk to be in his favor, to be there. I mean, coming back to that one, but that just involves sewing, I think. So that definitely can't happen. But Golden Girls is a good idea.
Yeah, he won't do it. He's such a party pooper. I don't understand why. He's usually
Does he want to be
anything.
Something cool and masculine?
This is the mistake I make. Usually I just get his costume and I don't tell him what it is to that day. And then he just puts it on. I was so excited about this that when I tried to pitch it to him, he immediately shut it down and I knew it was a problem.
He's like, oh.
But the bigger question is, what ideas do you have for me, Raven and producer Christian? Because I know you've been brainstorming, and we're going to get to that coming up next on Star 99.9. Talking about Halloween costumes, I'm trying to find the perfect family Halloween costume, especially because it's baby Dakota's first Halloween.
Right, and you don't want her to feel back like you mailed it in when she looks back later on and sees these photos of all these wonderful costumes you did with the family before her arrival. This one's still got
to
be there.
Exactly, so I'm kind of struggling with this. And for some reason, it's been so busy, we haven't really had time to think about it.
Right.
So I asked on Facebook. Actually, we just got a message right now from Brian. How about they dress up as the New York Yankees? It's playoff time. The family likes the Yankees, and the dog can get dressed up too.
It's good, but does anybody recognize the dog as Jeter? All right? Or Jorge or whatever. Like, I mean, until you turn around, they don't know which one you are. All right?
Yeah, but that all that requires is us getting jerseys. And then it kind of looks like we mailed it in a little bit.
Plus, it's pricey.
Well, they are expensive,
yeah,
right?
You know what I mean? I mean, right. If you're going to get some real game jerseys,
right?
It's big money.
Yeah.
Right? And let's face it, those babies are grown right out of those jerseys later on. Okay, so now you spend all that money on that jersey.
Mm-hmm. If you have a really unique idea for a Halloween costume for a family of four with a baby involved, 1-800-330-9999. We're going to get to Raven and producer Christian's, which they think are groundbreaking ideas.
Here's the thing, too. Uh-huh. If you got the Yankees now, what if they lose and then you feel like you jinxed them or everybody, every house you go by, it's met with... Hey, and then it's sadness.
Right. No, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Right. So what if I jinx them?
You got to kind of let it play out. It's really tough.
Yeah, it's coming up next on Star. Number one searched costume on Google for Halloween is it, Pennywise.
Yep.
You know what? To me, that's actually probably the most original out of all the rest of these things on the list. Dinosaur, witch. I mean, come on.
Well, I love dinosaur.
You gotta be a little more creative than that.
I love dinosaur because it's timeless. Witch is good, but it feels easy unless it's done really, really well. Pennywise is genuinely creepy.
Yeah.
If you want to be scary, like, that's going to be a scary costume. No matter how many of them you see that night, you're going to be creeped out by it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm asking for help for my family costume. It's Dakota's first Halloween. She's gonna be one next month,
right?
So I want to be able to do something great because we're really into Halloween, but I'm having a hard time thinking of a great family costume. What do you have, Raven?
Well, I've thrown out the idea there that you can't be any of the superheroes because if their movie isn't coming out
then
ahead of it,
yeah,
then it's sad.
Sense, right.
If you're the Avengers or the Incredibles or whatever, that's just, it's all sad at this point. Black Panther, that was 3 years ago. You can't do it. So I'm going with what's on the forefront, what's coming out. And I think you should be 101 Dalmatians, right? So hear me out here. Don't be sad, all right?
First, all dogs that look exactly alike.
The baby you're hating gets to be Cruella, okay? The rest of you guys are dogs. Now you take some of the main characters of that there, all right? Now here's the great thing. Because you're coming down to the wire, there might not be a lot of Dalmatian costumes out there.
Okay.
But you can get away with cows. People won't even know. If you just change the face makeup and nobody moves all night, all right? They won't even know.
Producer Christian,
think about it. Next year, you could be a herd of cows.
I got it. I wrote it down. See? Producer Christian, what do you have for an idea?
I want a completely different route. You guys can be s'mores. You and Paul the Graham Crackers.
I saw that. He Googled it.
No.
Yeah.
Because I originally went with ham and cheese sandwich, and I was like, you guys aren't going to be ham and cheese sandwich.
How do you be a ham and cheese sandwich? How do you all stay together?
You got to attach to each other all day.
Or every time you come up to a door, you start to go in order? Is that what happens? You make the sandwich there at the door?
Or you can be cows. You know,
cows is next year. Didn't you hear me? Cows is next year. This year is Dalmatian.
Right.
Same costume, though.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Do you have an idea for a Halloween costume?
Yeah, four and a dog. You should do the Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah, you know, Scooby-Doo. Here's the thing. I was thinking Scooby-Doo before, and I was scrolling through a bunch of ideas, like one of those ranker lists or whatever, and the scrappy guy looked so depressed and, like, overweight that I nixed it. And it's not like anybody in your family is going to bring that same sadness to Scrappy. I'm just saying, when I saw it, I nixed it because of somebody else's stock photo. I was like, this is terrible. This guy looks depressed.
Another issue is because my daughter Hayden is 10 years old, I want it to be something she understands, and she's never seen Scooby-Doo.
Right.
And the same thing. The new Addams Family movie is coming out, the animated movie. So at first, I was like, we're going to do the Addams Family, and she could be Wednesday, and I'll be Morticia, Paul be Gomez, and Dakota would be, what's his name? Pudge. What's his name?
Fester.
No.
Uncle Fester.
No, the little boy.
No, make him Fester.
Pugsley.
Fester would be better,
I
might be.
I mean, I can't make my little baby that creepy. Anyway, she had never seen the show, so I was like, it's hard for her to understand.
The only people who will get it is the parents.
Yeah.
None of the other kids out there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have an idea for a family Halloween costume?
Yes, Anna. How about the Addams Family?
We just had that conversation,
right?
Hayden doesn't know it, so to me, it just seems like it's hard for her to be able to relate to it. I want her to understand it more than anything. I tried to make her watch a few episodes on YouTube, and when she found out it was in black and white, she was horrified.
Right, she wasn't buying it. I remember the first time I discovered that, too.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Halloween costume ideas?
Well, I think it's a classic. I mean, it's not original, but it's so great for our family. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz is great. Here's the thing. Does Hayden have a spirit animal as Dorothy? Because you're blonde, Anna. Not pulling off Dorothy.
No, she could be Dorothy, but right. Who would... I guess I would be... Paul would be the Cowardly Lion, obviously.
Okay, right.
I would be the Tin Man.
Is that where you would go?
I guess.
I like the Tin Man. Or and you could be a flying monkey.
The Tin Man doesn't have a heart, right?
The Tin Man does not have a heart.
Right, so that seems accurate. So what would Hayden... So what would baby Dakota be?
Flying monkey. Flying monkey. Or, of course, Toto.
Oh, yeah. Toto. Well, no. Lila the dog would obviously be Toto.
No, I feel like you make Lila like a different character.
All right, good idea. Thank you.
She can't be the lion, though. The dog can't be the lion because, she is fearful.
She is fearful.
But the lion is too easy a costume for a dog.
I gotta just make it more difficult for myself.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have an idea for a Halloween costume for my family?
Yes, I do, Anna, and my name's Anna. I had a great idea,
Paul.
Okay, but listen, this will. Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
You know, Hayden pitched that to me.
Did she?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, she did. She thought it would be good, but then I'm like, well, then she gets to be Goldilocks, Hayden.
Right.
She doesn't think like the
three
baby.
Of you guys,
just
no
stuck
distinction.
In bear suits. Right.
Oh, look at Mama Bear, Daddy Bear. No, you're not feeling it.
Right.
You're more
and
of
baby
a
bear.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. I don't know why this is always such a difficult thing for me trying to figure it out. I mean, the comments are coming in left and right on Facebook, too. If you want to chime in there, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or call us again. That's 1-800-330-9999. I can't believe that Halloween is only a few weeks away. And Halloween is big in my family. We always do huge family costumes. We go all out. The whole house is decorated.
Kind of gets you in the role, too, because then you do the holiday card shortly after that. So it's costume after costume. And this year, you don't have any of that stuff ready to go.
No, I have no ideas. I feel so unmotivated and so uncreative. Start at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. I'm asking you for help. It's baby Dakota's first Halloween. Hayden is 10 years old. My husband and I, we need a family costume. What do you have? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I think Mary Poppins.
It did come back out this year.
Mary Poppins is a theater production that Hayden's school is doing where she did not get the part she was hoping for. I don't think I should bring that up right now.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That was a terrible idea. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the Halloween costume idea you have for my family?
So my four roommates and I back in college were dressed as the four seasons. One was summer, spring, winter, and fall. The winter had Christmas lights on them and ornaments. Fall had leaves all taped to them and flowers for spring. So it was something the four of us did back then.
That's
you were counting
bad.
On the fact that nobody watched Grease 2, and you were right, because nobody did watch Grease 2. You're exactly right.
We had a similar idea on our Facebook page that was awesome, somebody dressing up as board games. So there was a family, and everybody was a different board game. So the mom was pregnant with twins, so she was the game of life.
Okay.
You know, and then one of the kids was Clue, they were a detective, and then dad was Scrabble, and he's had letters taped all over them. Kind of an interesting idea, and more out of the box, right?
I hate an idea that you have to explain, though. So I got to be able to see it and know right away.
Right,
you know what
that's
I mean?
True.
I can't have to spend 20 minutes figuring it out like the backside of a Snapple cap because, you know, there's going to be other kids behind you.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What Halloween costume idea do you have?
I have two ideas for you. So Toy Story 4 was big this year, and I think that your daughters can be Little Bo Peep and Jessie, and then maybe you and your husband could be Woody and Buzz.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Frozen Fever is coming out, so maybe your daughters could be Anna and Elsa, and then somebody could be Olaf and
Hans. So when Hayden was little, right before the movie came out, the Halloween before the movie came out, we went on the Disney website. And at that point, nobody knew who Elsa or Anna was because the movie hadn't come out yet. And she was obsessed with the costumes. She was only 4 or 5 at the time. So that's what she was for Halloween. And nobody knew who she was.
Everybody thought she was Cinderella.
And no one knew. And the best part about it is that she is so proud of that now because she thinks she was ahead of it.
She was like Prince.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
She came out with an album. Nobody understood it for 10 years. Thank you for the call. I get it. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Does the sequel work for you or against you with the costume? Because now everybody's been Elsa and Anna.
That's
everybody.
True.
Even if your costume's got LEDs on it or something new and fancy, like, it's been done.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Halloween costume idea?
Okay, Anna, this one's perfect for you guys. There's a lot of symbolization in here. So Hayden and Dakota can be bees. You can be the queen bee, and Paul's the beekeeper.
Wait a minute. Is this Beyonce and Jay-Z, or is this actually...
Can I be Beyonce dressed as a bee?
Right.
Because then I am sold.
Right.
Right. That's what I
want. And then you guys do like a formation intro type thing at the beginning there. Thank you for the idea.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, good morning. This was a big hit when we did this many years ago. My son came home from school a little bit nerdy, said he wanted to be garbage. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he had an idea of wanting to wear a garbage bucket. So we got a clean one, a smallish one at Home Depot, cut the bottom out, made straps. And then we put cereal boxes and garbage, and he had a box on his head. But we made his little sister a recycling bin.
Oh.
So she sat in with water bottles and everything. And then my husband and I dressed up like trash people.
That's actually really cute.
The painter jumpsuit from Home Depot. We made little tags, pretty easy, with fabric paint with our names in cursive. And then on the back it said, you know, our family name and sanitation services. And we both wore, like, the L.L. Bean boots. And we had big work gloves and little painter tags. And so we were the refuse people, and then we brought along garbage and recycling.
Sounds like it was a great Halloween because you remember every detail. Why don't you just sell her those costumes right now?
Yeah, do you just have
them
available
for
me? Like,
I'm not making
that.
You sound like a crafter, ma'am. Right. I know you've got some crafting.
I can help you craft them, but I will tell you what's very funny is I live in New Canaan, and we were at a costume party without the kids, just in our sort of refuse, and people thought we were part of the catering team. They didn't think we were actually attending the party. They thought we were there to clean up the party.
They thought you were peasants, right? Listen, I'm going to need you to help me with some gardening after, all right?